Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Mike Ingram, who's a strategist at BGC Partners. How are you today, Mike?
I am good. I'm well, Zach. Thank you.
Okay, well, you've got a special perspective on the markets and sterling in particular at the moment?
Yeah, well, I just thought let's try and put some fundamentals against the performance of sterling. So the black line here is the Bank of England broad sterling index. It's a trade-weighted index. I looked at that as opposed to, for instance, cable. That way, you're mitigating any of the sort of idiosyncratic movements on various pairs, dollar shenanigans, etc. And in this chart, I've set it against the relative economic surprise indices. Underlying data comes from Citibank, and I've trade weighted it. I've used the same trade weighted index as in the sterling index. What this suggests, actually, if you traded sterling on the back of the UK's relative economic performance, you would have got it wrong virtually every single... It sent you the wrong way most of the time over the last 6 months or so. And in any event, you know, we do know that the UK economic data over the last couple of months has softened significantly. That's why that green line has come down. And also on a trade-weighted basis, you know, the biggest single component of that is the Eurozone. Eurozone doing relatively well. In that respect, you'd have to say sterling, until very recently, has been anomalously strong.
Okay, all right, let's go on to the next slide.
Next slide, again, black line, same broad sterling index. This time I looked at something which perhaps a little bit more forward-looking, because obviously economic data is lagged, it's historic. But in this case, I looked at the interest rate differential 2 years hence, 2 years forward. And all other things being equal, if the currency is offering a higher interest rate, it should be supported. And again, you've seen this huge gap. It's not a great fit for the last first four months of this chart. The last 2 months, again, it's been absolutely horrible, because even as the Bank of England's dialed down expectations of a rate hike, you've had expectations of a rate hike increase in the US, increase to some extent in Europe and Japan, etc., etc. So this gap's just yawning. I mean, the interest rate differential has collapsed, and again, you've just ended up with sterling, you know, hanging in midair there.
Okay.
What I then thought I'd look at, given that we're talking a lot about the political environment, understandably with the general election next week, we're looking at the polls as a reminder, really, that this is a composite of polls. Clearly shows that gap between the Labour and Conservatives closing. By the way, I put this together before we had that YouGov poll. I think it was about 11 o'clock last night, which again suggested that Conservatives might even lose 20 seats and we end up with a hung Parliament. But I thought it might be interesting to look to see if that gave us any information in terms of sterling's performance, because certainly, as we've seen in previous slides, you can't really do it on historic economic performance. You can't really do it on prospective economic performance and interest rates. Maybe politics have something to tell us about the currency. And actually, if you look at the last slide, what I did here, sorry, it's a little bit messy, but the purple line, I probably should have gone with a slightly different colour, is the Conservative lead over Labour. And you can see at the right-hand side of that chart how that's plummeted in recent polls. And again, that black line is that same broad sterling index. And I would suggest that's probably the best fit of any of those charts, which again suggests to me, okay, correlation, not causation, but, politics have clearly, going to be playing a part in the valuation of sterling, the sort of risk premium that should be factored into sterling. Because at the end of the day, it's all very well for me or the Bank of England or to the Treasury to come up with economic forecasts, but they're all massively contingent on the outcome of those Brexit negotiations, and that itself is going to be a function of the politics in and around that. This is what basically what I'm saying. Politics are clearly a driver in the sterling market. I would suggest that they have been for months now, and if you want to be best informed as to where sterling's going, keep an eye on your politics going forward, because the macro numbers, I suspect, aren't going to tell you very much.
Mike Ingram, strategist at BGC Partners, thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure, Zach.